I don't think we're taken away. I can't think of anything that we're taking away in terms of things that used to be. Well, yeah, it's more like, yeah, I guess there are a few tricks. Well, see, now you're exposing my ignorance of when we did what. Because,
right.
Like, you know, for example, we were not, like, if you did a for each over an array, I believe we weren't, maybe, I think it was just in 2002, we weren't as optimal as we could have been. And so you could, write it out the code out by hand and it would be more efficient. But then I think in 2003 we took that away. So that's not applicable to WIDB, unfortunately.
Right.
There isn't a lot we're removing. Like, there are a few new tricks. One is that we're adding a new operator called TriCast, which is equivalent to the C# as operator. I don't know how familiar you are. But basically it's sort of like, I don't know if this is too technical.
No,
but, no, okay, all right.
All
right, good, good. Yeah,
try. I might not be technical.
Well, okay, there you go.
Watching our,
right.
They get into the C. I mean, you should see how many people watch the C++. You
know, oh, excellent. All right. Yeah, great. Well, yeah, I mean, TriCast is basically it's a cast operator that doesn't throw an exception if the types aren't. It just returns nothing if the types aren't compatible. So basically, a lot of times if you are taking in something that's typed as object, and you want to, the most common is say, you know, you get something as object and you want to say, if this thing implements iComparable, then I'm going to do this work. Otherwise, I don't want to. Today, what you have to do is you have to test whether it implements it, and then you have to cast it. And so essentially the CLR is to do the type check, which is kind of expensive if you do it a lot of times. It has to do it twice. And TriCast sort of streamlines it into one. So you say, is this iComparable? If so, give me it back as iComparable. Otherwise, give me nothing. And then you can just say, what did I get back? Oh, I got back nothing. All right, don't do this work. That kind of thing. It's just a little tweak. What else? That's the first one. That's the big one that comes to mind. Then there's another casting operator, DirectCast, which exists today, but people don't know a lot about. And its main use is, VB does a lot of things for you. Like, when you're converting from object, we will do a lot of conversions for you. So if you have an integer stored in the object and you cast it to a double, we'll do the work for you. But sometimes you just know what the type is and you don't care. If it's not that type, you don't want it. So your direct cast will sort of skip a lot of the VB semantics. Kind of like what we were talking about earlier. It's like, it's that backdoor out where it's like, okay, I don't need this extra work. I really appreciate you doing the extra work, but I don't need it in this case, so I'll just, skip it, that kind of thing. What other things? It seems like the biggest optimizations are generics. I mean, that's going to be real, and that's going to take a while, though. Actually, just a second. Yeah, the generics are really going to be... I think the first thing to say is, of course, I don't know, but I'm sure Amanda said this, we are doing generics. It's one of those things. But that's the place where, you can just make really big gains because things can be specifically typed rather than, having to cast to and from object. That's like, as I look at my own VB code, that's the place where the biggest changes are coming.